The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. It is my privilege to be your host this afternoon, whether you are listening in Columbus, Ohio, on AM 880 WRFD and 104.5 FM, or if you are listening today in Tampa, Florida, on Faith Talk, 570 and 910 AM, I have the privilege of filling in again for my good friend Bill Bunkley. Bill is facing some physical things today. Hope you will pray for him. We pray and trust that it's nothing serious. But out of abundant caution, Bill's taken the day off, and it is my privilege to guest host. So we're simulcasting in Columbus, Ohio, and in Tampa, Florida. Well, the big news is the Derek Chauvin jury has reached a verdict. No, we do not know what it is yet. It has been announced that it will be read sometime between 4:30 and 5 p.m. It is our intent to bring that to you live from the courthouse in Minnesota. We got some technical things to put together, but I think we've got it all set. And it is our plan and our intention to bring you the reading of the verdict live as it happens. So keep it locked right here. When the jury returns and the verdict is given to the judge and it is read, we should be able to bring it to you live. Again, that's scheduled sometime between 4:30 and 5. If you listen to my program on an ongoing basis, you will hear me say often, now, folks, please don't trust me. Please don't believe everything I tell you. I know that's a weird, strange thing for someone on the radio to say, but here's my point. I don't want you to trust me. I want you to trust the facts. I do my very best to give to you only facts. I try very hard to do that, but I'm not infallible. I can make a mistake, and when I do, I honestly have no problem admitting it, issuing a correction, a retraction, or, if necessary, an apology. So I tell my listeners constantly, folks, don't believe it just because I say it. Check it out for yourself. That's why we post every day, almost every single story that I discuss on the air. We post it immediately on my Facebook page, Bob Burney, B-U-R-N-E-Y, Live, Bob Burney Live, and on our Twitter page. My handle at Twitter is at Bob Burney, B-U-R-N-E-Y, Live. My engineer screener, Jeff, posts the stories usually as I'm discussing them. They're posted. In other words, the source that I am using. And then I constantly say, check it out for yourself. We'll post the source that I use, check it out, and don't believe it just because I say it. Think for yourself. God gave us all brains. I think we ought to use them. With that said, I also, sadly, tragically, but honestly, tell my audience continuously, you can't trust the news media, folks. You can't. You just can't trust the news media any longer. Case in point. The riot occurred that at the state or the state capitol, the national capitol on January 6th. That terrible, horrible event that happened at the Capitol, 5 people died. There was a breach of security at the Capitol building. You know what I'm talking about. Tragic. And I think all of us have condemned it in no uncertain terms. Tragically, one of those who died, not that day, but a couple of days later, was U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. Now, the riots occurred on January 6th. On January 7th, the New York Times reported a gut-wrenching, emotional story about how Officer Sicknick was injured. The New York Times said, quote, his skull was savagely bashed in with a fire extinguisher by a pro-Trump mob until he died. As a result of the New York Times story and many other reputable news sources, and I put reputable in quotation marks, there were people demanding that Donald Trump be tried for murder because he incited the riot and the riot caused the death of this police officer, Brian Sicknick. Now again, New York Times reported, and I quote from the New York Times, Officer Sicknick's skull was savagely bashed in with a fire extinguisher by a pro-Trump mob until he died. That was not January 7th, that was January 8th. January 8th. Subsequently, House impeachment managers in the impeachment trial of Donald Trump, Democrat House impeachment managers read the New York Times article as evidence in their impeachment of former President Donald Trump. A separate New York Times story on January 9th reported that Officer Sicknick, quote, died from brain injuries he sustained after Trump loyalists who overtook the complex struck him in the head with a fire extinguisher. On January 11th, the New York Times described Sicknick, quote, as the U.S. Capitol Police officer who died after being hit in the head by a rioter wielding a fire extinguisher. Here's the only problem. Complete fiction. Absolute fabrication. Not one bit of truth. It's a fairy tale. President Trump would have called it fake news, and indeed it was fake news. Now, how do we know that? Because today, the medical examiner in Washington, D.C. finally released the results of the autopsy and his extensive examination, and Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick died, quote, from natural causes. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who was injured while confronting rioters during the January 6th riot, suffered a stroke and died from natural causes. The Washington, D.C. Medical Examiner's Office has ruled... Yeah. He was injured, but the injury did not cause his death. He had other physical problems. Now, was it excoriated because of... Yeah, it was. But he did not die from having his head savagely bashed in by a Trump supporter. Fabrication. New York Times. No truth to it, whatever. Made up. Made up. And even used to impeach the president of the United States. It is so sad, but folks, you cannot trust the mainstream media any longer. You can't.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live in Columbus, Ohio, and in Tampa, Florida. Thank you for joining me. Now, the big news is a verdict has been reached in the Derek Chauvin trial. And the verdict is to be read sometime between 4:30 and 5 p.m. It is our intent to bring that to you live as it appears in the courtroom, as it unfolds, rather, in the courtroom in Minnesota. So keep it locked right here. It is our plan, unless we have some kind of technical glitch and... This is live radio, but it is our plan and our intent to bring the reading of the verdict to you live as it happens. So stay right here. I do not know what the verdict is. I speculated a little earlier. I'm not going to do that anymore. He has been charged with second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. He could be found guilty on one, two, or all of those. So we'll keep an eye on it and bring it to you as it is announced. We're going to see more and more of this, at least I hope so. Christian organizations, churches, colleges, universities rising up and suing the federal government. It is sad, it is tragic that we have come to this place where this is necessary, but it is. The first day in office, President Biden signed an executive order that reversed orders from the Trump administration. And his executive order is an anti-discrimination act, quote, that requires private religious colleges to place biological males into female dormitories and assign them as female roommates. Now, that's from a lawsuit. The lawsuit is being brought against the federal government by the College of the Ozarks, small Christian school outside of Branson, Missouri. Beautiful campus. Joy and I have been there several years ago. The campus pastor was actually one of our young people. My wife and I were in youth ministry in Wichita, Kansas, a long time ago. And one of our young people that we led to Christ went off to Bible college and for quite some time was the campus pastor at College of the Ozarks. You may have heard College of the Ozarks is called Hard Work U, Hard Work University. Every student on campus has to work on campus, and you work your way through. All of the positions, maintenance, groundskeeping, cafeteria, library, all of they don't hire anybody outside. It's all students. And that's why it's called Hard Work University. You can go and work your way through college and leave without any college debt at all. Very unique and very biblical. Well, they are being represented by the ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom, and they have sued President Joe Biden and the Biden administration concerning this executive order signed the very first day in office. Does that tell you anything about the priorities of this presidential administration? According to the lawsuit, quote, the college has assigned dormitories and separated intimate spaces such as showers and bathrooms based on biological sex and does not wish to alter that practice. College of the Ozarks holds the belief that biological sex is not changeable and operates its dorms accordingly. President Biden's executive order would ban the college from continuing that practice. The suit claims that the order violates the school's First Amendment protected rights to tell students about its religious informed residence hall policies. Quote, occupancy and access in the college's residential halls are separated by biological sex, not identity, and that residence in student housing depends on compliance with the student code of conduct, including the commitment to avoid all sexual relations outside of a marriage between one man and one woman. That is a part of their lawsuit. Quote, on the first day in office, Biden signed the Preventing and Combating Discrimination on the Basis of Gender Identity and Sexual Orientation, mandating, quote, all persons should receive equal treatment under the law, no matter their gender identity or sexual orientation. Institutions that violate the order face financial penalties, and the ADF claims that the financial fees could reach six figures. College of the Ozarks is seeking temporary relief from a Missouri court, citing its plans for the upcoming fall semester to separate incoming students by their biological sex. Good for them. Good for them. The school's president said, quote, religious freedom is under attack in America, and we won't stand on the sidelines and watch. To threaten religious freedom is to threaten America itself. College of the Ozarks will not allow politicians to erode the essential American right or the ideals that shaped America's founding. Good for them, and may their tribe increase. Small Christian college in the Ozarks of Missouri. This is David against Goliath. Small Christian university in the Ozarks taking on the federal government. Yeah, it is David and Goliath. Remember how that turned out? Yeah, I'm praying this case will turn out the same. All right, again, we are waiting for the reading of the verdict in the Chauvin trial.